And now this is a dictation for Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L, Mills, M-I-L-L-S, November 29, 1937, addressed as a letter to Saginaw, VA. Dear Sirs at Saginaw, VA, a follow-up for Mr. Mills with chronic kidney disease, underlying diabetes, hypertension. Comes accompanied with wife. Lisinopril discontinued because of high potassium. Presently weight, appetite, table, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, no decrease in urination, cloudiness of blood, no gross edema, claudication symptoms, no syncope, chest pain, palpitation, no increase of dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. He has severe aortic stenosis, followed by cardiology. For the time being, no immediate plans for surgery, which will be done according to symptoms. Next paragraph, medication list review. For diabetes, only blood pressure atenolol, thyroid cholesterol treatment, on nitrates and vitamin D125 and phosphorus binders. Next paragraph, today, blood pressure 126 over 60 on the left side, tall, slender person, very pleasant, alert orientation 3. No RAL, which is consolidation pleural effusion, does have carotid bruits and loud aortic systolic murmur, no pericardial rap, no ascites, and no gross edema. Next paragraph, repeat chemistry shows a creatinine of 2.2, representing a GFR of 29, stage 4. Potassium elevated at 5.3, this is before lisinopril discontinue, a normal sodium acid base, normal calcium, albumin, liver testing. A1C at 6.7, anemia 10.6 with a normal white blood cell platelets, large red blood cells 101. PTH mild elevated at 76. No activity in the urine for blood or protein. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, question progression, no activity in the urine to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. However, given the presence of anemia, plasma cell disorder, monoclonal protein should be done. Unfortunately, on this test, it was overlooked. We will continue to do chemistries on a regular basis. We will monitor that chemistries are stable. He has relatively small kidneys, but no evidence of obstruction or urinary retention. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Discuss with patient and family member the meaning of advanced renal failure. We do dialysis for GFR less than 15 and symptoms. In terms of his severe aortic stenosis, the final decision for procedure is based on his symptoms and followed by cardiology. If he develops symptoms and cardiology believe it's time to do endovascular repair, of course I will not object. All questions answered, come back in 4 months.